The book that we now call the New Testament.
一個典籍，我哋稱之為新約。
Second question is, what happened to all of the others?
其他嘅書卷呢？
Now that will really address tomorrow, especially.
這個主要係聽日嘅問題嚟嘅。
And the third question is, what in the world is a canon?
第三個問題係正典係咩家伙呢？
Now, I think in Chinese you probably explained it already, so this would have been funny in English, but they already got it, so.
太可惜了，这个中文是好过英文的。
Okay, so did the ancient church muzzle the canon? Part one is tonight.
这个是到底古代的教会有没有鼠改或者去操控这个正典，今天是第一部分。
So this part one has to do with why the 27 books of the New Testament? Why don't we have any more? Why don't we have any less than this?
为什么我们有27本的书卷在新约呢？没多没少呢？
Now, here's the definition of canon. It's not this.
这个就是canon 正典，这个canon就不是一个大炮来的。
That's a big boy. Instead, the canon is this, the Bible.
应该就是圣经里面的正典。
And here's the way you can think about the word canon. It's a standard or rule by which other things are judged.
Canon 这个字呢，就是代表着是一个标准或者是一把尺去量度其他的东西。
Now, when we apply it to the New Testament, here's what it means.
当我摆喺新约嘅时候咧，个意思就系
，it's the books that belong in Scripture, those books that meet this standard.
就系喺圣经里面嘅典籍，呢啲嘅书咧系达到呢啲标准嘅。
So the question is, what is the New Testament canon?
咁个问题就系，到底新约嘅正典系咩嚟嘅咧？
And there's two different ways that people have defined it, how Christians have defined it over the centuries.
喺基督宗教里面咧，有两种唔同嘅睇法。
It's either a collection of authoritative books or an authoritative collection of books.
一个咧就系一个嘅具权威性嘅书卷嘅收辑啦，或者咧系一个一啲书卷嘅权威性嘅收辑。
Now, some of this is going to be a little tricky to understand, but I'll try to explain it.
听落去都觉得有少少复杂，不过我哋会尝试去解释。
And there's two different views within Christendom, within Christianity about the canon.
在基督宗教里面呢，其实有两种不同的看法。
The first view is that it's an authoritative collection of books.
第一个看法呢，就是一个权威性的收集，应该是一些书卷的权威性的收集。
Now, if it's an authoritative collection of books, what this means is that there's some authority over the canon that determined the canon.
如果是书卷，一些普通的书卷有一些新，有一些权威性的收集，那个意思即是说，在个正典以上呢，有个更大的权威。
And Roman Catholics and Eastern Orthodox hold to this view in general.
在基督宗教里面，东正教和罗马天主教就是这个看法了。
They would say that the church determines what goes into the New Testament.
他们说是教会决定新约哪些书卷是新约，哪些不是。
But that creates a problem, I think.
但这个会造成一些问题。
If the church determines what goes into the New Testament, the church is an authority over the New Testament.
如果教会是可以决定哪些书卷是入正典，哪些不入的话，那就是说教会是比起正典有更大的权力。
So instead of the Reformation principle of sola scriptura, do you know that?
Yep. 这个就是跟我们宗教改革之后，改革中所讲的不同的，就是这个唯独圣经。
We have the tradition of the church and scripture, but the church over scripture.
我哋有一个嘅我哋应该有嘅传统咧，应该系教会同埋圣经，而唔系咧即系教会超越圣经。
Now, in one way, in one sense, it's easy to defend this view.
某程度上咧，喺好容易咧去解释呢个睇法嘅。
Because ancient Christians did discuss.What books go into the New Testament, and they came to certain decisions.
因为事实上咧，即系古代嘅基督徒咧，确实系有讨论关于唔同嘅书卷，亦都去嚟到呢个决定。
But in another sense, it's very difficult to defend this view.
但系同样地咧，好难咧去为呢个嘅睇法去辩护。
And I'll discuss this in just a couple minutes.
我一阵就会去解释。
So here's the other view.
呢个第二个睇法。
It's a collection of authoritative books.
这个是一个一些有权威性的书的收集。
And this implies that certain books intrinsically, within themselves, showed themselves to be authoritative.
这个是代表着就是说一些书本质上面它内里是已经有一些权威性的内在性质。
Now that view is harder to defend in some ways.
这个某程度上是比较难去辩护的。
Because we don't have some external standard that says this is proof that these are the books that go in the New Testament.
因为我没有一些外证或者外在的范围去说这个只要它符合这些标准就可以进来了。
But in other ways, it's much easier to defend.
但同样地另一方面也更加容易 去辩护。
In the 11th century, the church split between two separate divisions.
在十一世纪教会分裂成为两派。
One was the Roman Catholic Church, and the other was Eastern Orthodoxy.
这个东西的分裂就是这个东正教和罗马天主教的分裂。
And the Protestant faith came out of Roman Catholicism.
我们的改革宗是来自这个罗马天主教的。
In fact, I want to talk to you just a little bit about that before I get into the rest of these slides.
我都想跟你讲一讲这个的事实在我们进入之后之前。
So you're not even ready for this. I just decided right now I'm going to do this.
Sounds fun.
Okay. Okay, so here we go. 500 years ago, this last October, a major event took place in world history.
在500年前，在世界历史里面，十月发生一件很大的事件。
On October 31st, a professor at Wittenberg University in Wittenberg, Germany.
在十月31号，一个的在威丁堡的教授。
Now, you might pronounce it Wittenberg.
Wittenberg.
Is that how you do? Is that what you do, Wittenberg or Wittenberg?
Chinese would use Wittenberg, but it's Wittenberg. I will.
Yeah. Americans do it too. They don't understand, but it's a German word. So, but anyway, the man's name was Martin Luther.
这个人的名叫马丁路德。
And in this little town of Wittenberg, he marched from one end of the town to the other.
在一个很小的城镇里面呢，他由一个镇的一边去到第二边。
And on October 31st, he had a big document in his hands.
在10月31号呢，他有一个很大的文本呢，在他手上面。
And he took a mallet and nailed it to the door of the church.
他钉了在一个教会的门上面。
There were two churches in Wittenberg.
在威丁堡有两间教会。
This is the castle church that was built actually just a few years earlier, 20 years earlier.
是一些差不多城堡的教会，有20年前起成的。
It's an absolutely beautiful church.
好靓嘅教会。
And Martin Luther nailed the 95 theses on the door of the castle church.
马丁路德咧就将佢95个嘅信条咧就打咗上去呢一个嘅钉咗上去呢一个门上面。
Now, what does he mean by a thesis? What are these 95 theses?
呢95个纲领系咩咧？
They're statements about what was wrong with the church.
是一些写一些关于是当时教会的问题。
And everything he wrote was in Latin.
写的全部都是拉丁文。
Because that was the language that scholars spoke and read.
是当时学者所写和所读的一些语言。
And the very first thesis said this.
他第一个的纲领是。
It said indulgences that the church practiced. I'll explain that in just a minute.
这个教会是赎罪券里面的一些的做法。
Are really not biblical.
是不合乎圣经的。
An indulgence was simply this.
赎罪券的意思就是。
If you did certain things, basically gave money to the church.
如果只要你给钱教会呢。
Then you could get a relative, to have a shorter time in purgatory.
咁呢你的亲戚呢可以在炼狱里面有短一点的时间。
Do you have a word for purgatory?
Yeah, 炼狱。
What's the word?
炼狱。
That's even easier to say. That's
yeah,
good.
Chinese awesome.
Linyo?
Linyo.
Linyo, okay. So here are these dead relatives. They, the Catholics believe that once you die, you go to purgatory.
天主教认为呢，如果你死了呢，你会去先去炼狱。
And that person, even if he was a Christian,
就算他是信耶稣的人呢,
needed to continue to pay for his own sins.
他呢，要为他的罪呢，去负责。
These are the sins that Jesus didn't quite pay for on, with his death on the cross.
这个是耶稣在十字架上面没完全付晒的债。
So they believed that you had to add to his work on the cross.
所以他们相信你要为到他十架的工作上面去再加一些东西。
And so purgatory is not quite hell.
所以炼狱就不是地狱。
But it's not a really very good place.
但不是一个你很想去的地方。
It's kind of like...The walled city before they took the walls down.
可能好似九龙城寨咁咯。Maybe
it was hell. I know a little bit about Hong Kong. Very, very little, but
right. 佢都知少关于香港嘅，有做啲研究嘅。
And so people were supposed to be in there for millions of years.
人应该在那里, 数以百万年计。
Now during this time, the Vatican, St. Peter's Basilica in Rome was being built.
这个时候呢, 在梵蒂冈呢, 这个的圣彼得大教堂呢,
And the Pope wanted a lot more money to make it even more elaborate.
教宗要再多一些的钱呢,
so throughout all of Europe, he had people go out and collect money from the peasants.
所以整个的欧洲里面呢,
and even though they were poor, they had to give even the very little they had to the church.
即使他们很穷呢,
And what this did was it took thousands of years off of a relative's time in purgatory.
因为他们相信呢, 这些赎罪券呢, 会令到他们在炼狱里面的亲戚, 会少些的时间。
And Martin Luther said, that's not what the Bible teaches.
路德呢, 就说呢, 圣经不是这么教的。
Now when he nailed his 95 theses to the church door,
当他钉了呢, 这个95个, 纲领呢, 在, 这个教会的门口上面,
this was not an act of shaming the church or disgracing the church.
他不是想着呢, 去羞辱教会,
because the church door was kind of like a bulletin board today.
教会呢的门口呢, 就好像今天的, 那些叫什么,
It's not today, really. About 30 years ago, they had bulletin boards.
We don't use bulletin board anymore.
Do you have cork boards?
那些叫什么? 壁报板, 是的。
Yeah, and you don't even know what I'm talking about, because that's old, too. But it was like posting an announcement on a board.
好像把一些声明或者一些报告在板上面。
And this announcement was meant to say, I'm ready for a debate.
这个摆这件事上去其实代表着我预备或者我想进行一个辩论。
And he wanted to debate other professors about indulgences.
他想跟其他教授去有一个就着赎罪券有一个辩论。
Now, it just so happened that about 65 years earlier,
刚刚呢, 65年前呢,
another German named Johann Gutenberg,
刚刚呢, 有一个的, 德国人呢, Gutenberg.
Yeah, that'll work. That's close enough.
It's Cantonese.
My Chinese is as bad as your German. So.
Something like that.
No, my Chinese is much worse than your
yeah,
German.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So Gutenberg had invented, I need to be very careful because of this audience, he invented the movable type printing press. He did not invent the printing press.
他没去, 发明这个印纸术或印刷术
I think the Chinese invented that.
应该是中国人呢, 在明朝, 发明这个印刷术的。
But this was the movable type printing press.
但这个是活字印刷。
And that meant that he would make a full sheet that would print off a page of text.
这个就是说是一张完整的纸呢, 去可以完全印出来。
And he did this for the entire Bible in Latin.
他将整个圣经在拉丁文里面印出来。
In 1454, he printed 180 copies of the Latin Vulgate.
在1454年呢, 他印了154?
1454 was here, yeah.
Right, and how many?
180 copies.
180本, 没加大译本。
Now, 40 of them still exist today.
45本呢, 还仍然存在。
Each page, if you just had a page of Gutenberg's Vulgate, his first printed book,
每一个人只要有一页呢, 这一本的《武家大译本呢,
it would be worth about, this is in Hong Kong dollars, $350,000 to $700,000 for one page.
每页呢, 大概35万至70万港纸。
So not real cheap. They're really rare to find those things.
不是很贵啊,
There are 40 of these Bibles left in the world.
还有这个世界上还有40本这一类的圣经在世上。
And I've seen 6 of them.
我见过6本。
I don't plan on seeing the other 34, but I have seen 6 of them.
我不打算见其他34本,不过见了6本。
So because the printing press was already invented,
因为这个活字印刷就已经被发明了。
When Luther put these 95 theses on the door of the Wittenberg Church,
当路德摆了这95个纲领在教会的门上的时候,
somebody took them down the door and printed off copies.
有些人就拿了下来,然后就去印了它。
Within just a few weeks, over 100,000 copies of his 95 theses were printed.
在几个礼拜之后,超过10万个的印了出来了,10万份。
and the Protestant Reformation was born.
这个宗教改革就这么开始了。
Now, it just so happens that the number one, do you know what bucket list is?
Yeah.
The number one thing on my bucket list for my life was to visit Wittenberg.
我死之前呢，第一样嘢想做嘅咧就系去呢一个嘅威灵堡。
On October
31st, 2017. 2017年
I wanted to be there on the 500th anniversary of this event.
好想呢，喺500周年呢，喺嗰度。
This event changed Western civilization.
呢个嘅事情呢，就改变咗整个嘅西方嘅文明。
It brought Europe out of the Dark Ages pretty much.
将欧洲呢，带嚟呢个嘅黑暗嘅时期。
It gave a shot in the arm to the Renaissance. You know what shot in the arm is?
Yeah, 为到即系呢一个嘅文明复兴呢，带嚟一个强心针。
And the Reformation was born, learning increased. It was an amazing time.
带来很多的教育等等的是一件很重要的事情。
So for years, I tried to get a hotel room reserved for that date.
我一直都想在去年的10月31日,在威灵堡有一间酒店可以住。
There are only 17 hotels in the old city of Wittenberg.
只有17间嘅酒店喺嗰度。
Every year I would call them or email them and say, please, do you have a room that I can rent just for that one night?
我年年都想问，就系想嗰一晚咧喺嗰度住一晚。
The answer was always no.
都系 no， 都系冇嘅。
But the Lord has a way of doing things that is unbelievable.
但上主有啲嘢咧，系即系你估佢唔到嘅。
2 years ago, I was lecturing at a secular university in America.
兩年前呢，我喺一個非宗教嘅大學裏面咧去做演講。
It's Purdue University of Indiana. Some of you may know Purdue or Indiana.
喺印第安納州嘅 Purdue.
And I was speaking to 1,500 students there.
我同1,500個學生喺演講。
I was talking about the Reformation and the book that was behind it, the Greek New Testament.
我講關於宗教改革同埋咧，即係喺新約之前，book before the New Testament，the
Greek New Testament，
希臘文嘅新約聖經。
Can you imagine? I got to speak to students at a secular university，
真係難以置信啦！可以喺一個嘅即係冇宗教嘅大學裏邊咧，同1,500個嘅學生去演講。
About how the Greek New Testament changed the world 500 years ago.
关于呢个希腊文圣经点样去改变呢个世界500年前。
Because on March 1st, 1516, the first Greek New Testament was published.
因为1516年3月1日，第一本嘅希腊文圣经咧就正式去出版。
And in Luther's hands, it changed the world.
喺路德嘅手里面咧，呢啲嘢就改变咗啦。
So I just casually mentioned when I was lecturing to the students.
我系好随意咁样去同啲学生讲。
That I've been trying to get to Wittenberg for this 500th anniversary.
我一直都好想喺500周年咧，去喺呢一个嘅威灵堡里面出现。
Now, Wittenberg is a really tiny town.
威灵堡其实系一个好细嘅镇嚟嘅啫。
The old city is only 2 kilometers long. That's it.
旧城咧只系2公里长嘅啫。
And maybe 3/10 of a kilometer wide, 300 yards wide.
只系300码阔啫。
It's got 3 streets.
系有3条街嘅啫。
So tiny village, tiny town.
好細嘅城鎮。
And here I am lecturing at this university in America.
咁我而家咧就喺美國呢一個嘅大學裏面咧去演講。
And after I get done, a young lady comes up and speaks to me.
我講完之後咧，有位女士出嚟，女仔咧同我講。
And she happened to be German.
佢咁啱德國人喎。
And she said, "I'm from Wittenberg."
我係威丁堡嚟嘅。
And then she said, "My parents still live there."
我父母都仲喺嗰度住嘅喎。
And my grandparents lived there until just a year or two ago.
我爺爺嫲咧，1-2年前都喺嗰度住。
When they died.
而佢哋過身嘅時候，之前仲喺嗰度住。
My parents had built an extra apartment on their own property.
我父母咧喺佢哋嘅地方上面咧，都起咗個屋仔。
And I'm pretty sure that they would be happy to host you and your wife on the night of October 31st.
我谂佢哋咧会好乐意咧去即系接待你两夫妇咧喺嗰一日里面咧去接待你两个。
So I was grateful to God for this potential opportunity.
为呢样嘢咧，我呢个可能性咧，我好感恩。
And I wrote to Mrs. Kleeblatt. See if you can say that one.
and I wrote to Mrs. Kleeblot. Kleeblot.
Kleeblot.
Kleeblot.
Get it right, man. Kleeblot, not Kleeblot. Kleeblot.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, okay.
And Schuldigung.
Very good, very good. Little German joke there.
We had fun.
Oh, Mrs. Whatever, that's fine. But yeah. Her name is Kleeblot.
Matilda.
And she had spent the last year getting her tour guide's license for Wittenberg.
她去年呢好想攞呢兩年呢係好想為到佢攞呢個威丁堡嘅導遊牌.
And so I wrote to her and asked, is it possible for my wife and me to stay there?
我問佢呢,即係唔知我同我太太喺個住得唔得呢?
Here's what we got to do.
咁我哋要做嘅就係呢啲啦.
We stayed in Wittenberg for 4 nights.
我哋呢喺威丁堡住4晚.
Including October 31st.
當然喺10月31號裡面啦.
And on the first night, we took Mr. and Mrs. Kleeblot out to dinner.
第一晚呢,我們帶了媽媽太去吃東西。
You didn't say the name that time, did you?
It was accurate.
Oh, yeah, okay. I was listening, but I didn't hear it.
You got it.
And we got a private tour of Wittenberg from this tour guide.
我們有一個私人的旅遊,在一個私人的導賞,在這個威丁堡。
So we were in Germany all together for 9 days this past October and November.
我們在剛剛這個10月尾11月呢就在德國度過9日.
So I know a little bit about the Reformation and about their view of scripture.
所以我對於宗教改革呢,同埋對聖經的睇法呢有一啲嘅睇法.
All of that I just said because I wanted to see if he could translate it since he wasn't used to any of this.
他只是想玩一下我而已。
But I think it's fascinating, isn't it, how God provides for us in amazing ways.
但確實呢,上帝為我們預備是真的很奇妙的。
He so often gives us the desires of our heart.
他經常都會俾我們心裡面真正所求的。
Even when it's impossible.
即使是不可能的。
So, back to the canon.
所以回到正典啦。
So, the Protestant view is that the canon is a collection of authoritative books.
所以對於宗教改革中裡面呢,對於他們的正典睇法呢,就是一個權威性的書的收集。
That was too long.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It implies that certain books intrinsically showed themselves to be authoritative.
即是說呢,這些書卷本身本質是有權威性的。
So, before the 11th century, the Roman Catholic Church and Eastern Orthodoxy were all part of one church.
在11世紀之前,東正教和羅馬天主教是同一個教會。
They split from each other in AD 1054.
1054年,他們分裂。
But in the first few centuries, there were several what's called universal church councils.
在頭幾個世紀,我們稱之為有些大公會議。
This is a church council that all branches of Christendom had representatives at.
這個大公會議即是說在基督宗教裡面,基督教王國裡面有不同的代表在當中。
And in these seven church councils, how many of them actually defined what goes into the New Testament?
這些大公會議到底有多少去決定這個新約的正典的內容呢?
Not one.
一個都沒有。
It never came up.
從來都沒有討論過。
There was no universal church council that ever decided what books were canonical.
從來沒有大公會議去決定哪本書是正典。
So I think this shows us that we have a collection of authoritative books.
這個就正正反映就是說我們正典應該是一個權威性的書卷的收集。
Not an authoritative collection of books.
不是一些書卷的權威性收集。
And here's the man who presided over the first council of Nicaea.
這個呢就第一個的尼西亞會議裡面的推動人了。
His name is Constantine, the Emperor Constantine.
那個康斯坦丁。
And he started the council at the beginning and came back at the end of the summer just to be there for a little bit.
他頭尾尾都去了。
But what happened at the council of Nicaea was not anything to do with the canon.
尼西亞會議呢其實唔關講正典事嘅。
It had to do with how do we define the divinity of Christ?
反而呢,是講關於基督的神性,應該怎樣去描述?
The question wasn't whether he was divine, but how we define his divinity.
不是他是不是神性,而是他怎樣是有神性。
And some people think, Muslims especially like to think this,
穆斯林特別喜歡這樣想的,
that Constantine dictated, these are the 27 books that go in the New Testament.
是康士坦丁呢,去決定這27本書啦,
and all the rest of these don't go into the New Testament.
其他那些不會進去了。
I will show you that that is not at all the case.
我会告诉你听这些不可能的。
Already before this council convened,
在这个会议之前,
these 27 books were believed to be scripture.
这27本的书已经是被视为经典。
Let me just give you a couple of quotations from some Protestant scholars.
从一些的改革中的学者我们可以看到。
William Barclay of Glasgow University in Scotland.
巴克莱这本的学者。
He said, it is the simple truth to say that the New Testament books became canonical because no one could stop them doing so.
一个简单的真理就是说新约的书卷成为经典是因为没有人能够阻止它成为经典。
You see, he's seen this as having this intrinsic authority.
他看为呢新约的正典的书卷里面本身就已经是有权威性。
That you just could not stop these books from being recognized as scripture.
你是没办法去阻止他们成为正典。
And then Bruce Metzger, an American scholar,
一个美国的学者 Bruce Metzger,
said the church did not create the canon, but came to recognize, accept, affirm, and confirm the self-authenticating quality of certain documents that impose themselves as such upon the church.
教会是没有去创造这个正典，但是它是去认知、去接受和去确认这些文本的自我认证的质素，而将它去摆在或者付诸在教会上面。
That was good. Very nice.
That was a long sentence.
It is long. But I thought I'd not break it up to make it harder on you.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the question though. Isn't this really subjective and irrational?
问题就是，哇，那是很主观和完全不理性吗？
And we might think so.
我哋都可能觉得系嘅。
But it's no more so than how you know when you're in love.
如果你恋爱过，你就知道呢样嘢系完全正常。
Now I don't know what happens in Hong Kong.
我唔知香港系点啊。
But in North America, we have a saying.
喺美国咧，我哋有咁嘅说话讲过。
When you ask, how do I know if I'm in love?
我点知我系沐浴喺爱河里边咧？
Your mother will tell you. You'll just know.
你阿妈就话你就会知噶啦，睇戏都知噶啦，咁讲。
And that's actually how it is.
咁事實上就係咁喎。
Now think about this. This is the second most important decision anyone can ever make.
呢個咧係你人生裏邊咧第二最重要嘅決定。
And for those of you who are visiting, let me tell you what the most important decision is.
乜嘢係最重要嘅決定咧？如果所謂所有嘅我哋嘅參唔係喎呢個 visitors, you get it?
Visitors, okay. You forgot that word?
Yeah,
how could you forget that word?
I'm horrible in English.
Oh, no, you're doing okay. It's where you're going to spend eternity.
是你边度咧可以度过永生。
Will you spend it with God in loving fellowship?
是你想同上帝咧喺一个嘅爱嘅关系里边啦。
Or will you spend it in the place where He turns His back on you?
定系喺一个地方咧，佢系完全唔理会你。
The most important decision you can make in your entire life is what will I do with Jesus Christ?
在你人生里面最重要的决定就是我怎样去面对耶稣。
But getting married is also an important decision.
结婚都是很重要的决定来的。
Not nearly as important as that.
没有这个信耶稣那么重要啦。
But it is pretty important.
都挺重要的。
So when I was a young man, I came up with rules about how I would know if I was in love.
当我后生的时候我就写了一些条件应该怎样才可以去进入恋爱。
I was even a youth pastor, and I taught on this.
我曾经咧都系一个青少牧者，仲咁样教人添。
And I told the students, "Here's how you'll know if you're in love."
嗱，你咁就知道咧，你系咪恋爱啦
？If these six things happen, you know you're in love.
呢六样嘢发生咧，你就即系就系恋爱啦。
And if this doesn't happen, you're not in love.
如果冇发生咧，就唔系恋爱当中啦。
That was so stupid.
呢个简直系蠢到无伦。
I discovered that it was stupid when I fell in love.
我发现咧，点解系咁蠢咧？因为当我恋爱嘅时候，我就发觉我好蠢啦。
And 45 years ago, I fell in love with this lady.
45年前咧，我就同呢位嘅女士咧就恋爱啦。
She's kind of dark there, but she's really beautiful.
佢呢度望落唔系好清楚，但系佢好靓嘅。
What?
Is it really? Are you doubting him?
I'll show you pictures if you come up and see me afterwards.
You ready to fight for them?
This is my wife, Patty.
呢个系我太太 Patty。
She broke all the rules.
佢咧係完全唔跟任何嘅規矩嘅。
And in fact, I knew pretty soon after we started dating that this is the girl I'm going to marry.
我哋啱啱開始拍拖，我知道我係會同呢個人結婚嘅。
The first day I met her, we stole a car together.
喺第一日我同佢認識嘅時候咧，我哋就偷咗架車。
Now, I won't tell you any more details, but if it comes up during Q&A, I can tell you.
即係叫你問一陣。
But when you do that, you know you're in love.
當你去咁樣嘅時候咧，就知道你係戀愛啦。
So here's this vestige from the pre-Enlightenment era. You have Enlightenment. You can speak about Enlightenment too.
What you mean Enlightenment as not as an event?
Oh, no, the movement, the, right? The European event. Yeah.
Oh, okay. 呢個係即係呢個係一個錯誤嘅睇法咧，係由呢個嘅啟蒙時代所帶俾我哋。
The Enlightenment was all about rational thought and empirical evidence.
啟蒙時代咧時候就係講話證據啦、表證啦等等嘅嘢。
But here's a vestige that's pre-Enlightenment.
呢一個嘅睇法就係喺啟蒙時代之前嘅。
Of one of the most important decisions anyone would make.
最重要嘅決定任何人可以做嘅。
It's not rational. It's not empirical.
係唔理性嘅，都冇任何嘅證據可以證明嘅。
But we know that it's true.
但我係知道係真嘅。
This is supra-rational.
这个是超理性的。
It's not irrational.
不是非理性。
And God is supra-rational.
上帝是超理性的。
He answers our prayers beyond anything we could ask or think.
上帝呢，去回应我的祷告呢，是我们估计不到的。
He was supra-rational when it came to where, if I could get to Wittenberg.
是一個超理性的一樣嘢，係冇任何理性可以解釋，例如我點樣去到威靈堡。
No way I could have ever thought I was going to get to go there.
我冇諗過我可以去到。
But God knows how to do miracles still today.
但上帝知道點樣去行使神蹟，今日都係。
And the ancient church,
而係一個古代教會
recognize these things, the intrinsic authority of Scripture.
佢哋都發現到咧呢啲正典嘅書卷裏邊嘅內在嘅權威性。
So they did not use.Criteria to determine what was in the canon.
佢哋冇用一啲嘅範疇咧，去決定邊啲應該入正典。
But they used criteria to discover what was in the canon.
佢哋用一啲嘅範疇咧，去發現邊啲係正典。
Now, there's an important distinction between these two.
發現同埋去決定係兩樣唔同嘅嘢嚟嘅。
If they determined what was in the canon,
如果佢哋決定邊啲係正典嘅話咧。
Then they are the authority over Scripture.
他们呢是比起圣经更加有权威。
But if they discover what's in the canon,
但如果是发现正典的话呢,
they are coming to recognize what already has this intrinsic authority.
他们发现本身本质已经有权威的东西。
All that was just to tell you about my beautiful wife.
只是我想和你借机会去讲讲我很漂亮的老婆。
We've been married 43 and a half years.
我已经是43年半结婚了。
Which is an incredible accomplishment for her.
對佢嚟講啊，簡直好難想像。
For me, it's been very easy.
對佢對我嚟講好容易。
I think if I married anybody else, she'd be long gone by now.
如果我識任何嘅人咧，我諗佢已經走咗好耐啦。
But Patty knows how to put up with me, and she's very feisty. Do you know feisty?
Not really.
She'll fight back.
Oh, okay. You get it. I think every man says that.
Yeah, that's true. Even Luther said that about Kay von Bora.
路德都係咁講，佢老婆都係咁嘅，所以我係答所有男人記住同老婆咁講啦。
So, let me just get on to some other points besides my wife. I wanted to talk to you about her.
係，我哋唔好講我老婆啦。
If there was not a universal church council that determined the canon,
如果唔係有一個嘅大公嘅會議去決定嘅正典嘅話咧
，It is more accurate to speak of the church as discovering the canon.
應該係更加去合理去講咧，就係應該係教會去發現正典。
Now, let me talk to you a little bit about these 27 books.
咁我可以講一講呢27本書。
Do we have a canon within the canon?
我哋喺正典裏邊有冇正典咧
？That is, are certain books inspired and others aren't really quite inspired?
係咪有一啲咧係即係被聖靈感動勁啲啊？定啲冇咁犀利咧？
One segment of the ancient church did not accept all these 27 books until the 6th century.
有一部分的古代教会其实没有接受这27本书的直到六世纪。
The rest, the largest segments by far, accepted all of them by the 4th century.
大部分呢在第四世纪就已经接受这27本书。
And so there's a question that we can pose this way.
我们可以这样问的。
When did World War I end? This is an illustration.
第一次世界大戰幾時完嘅咧？
According to the stopping of fighting, it ended on November 11th, 1918.
喺十一月十一號咧就停戰，1918年。
But in America, we didn't actually have a peace treaty with Germany until 1921.
喺美國咧，我哋呢一未都未冇同喺直到1921年之前咧，未同德國去簽和約嘅。
And our U.S. Senate never ratified that treaty, the Treaty of Versailles.
我哋參議院咧，從來都冇簽過凡塞爾朝條約嘅。
So I guess you could say technically we're still fighting World War One.
所以某程度上，我哋都可以話喺1918年至到1921年咧，我哋仲打緊第一次世界大戰。
But in reality, World War One has been over for 100 years.
但事實上咧，已經係完咗好耐啦。
Now you could think about World War Two in the same way.
二戰都係咁嘅。
There was actually a date that the peace treaty was signed.
亦都有一個日子咧，係已經係講係和約簽嘅日子。
In Tokyo Harbor on the U.S. destroyer Missouri.
喺東京港喺呢個美國嘅驅逐艦裏面。
On September 2nd, 1945.
喺9月2號1945年。
Japan and the Allies signed a peace treaty.
德國同埋盟軍咧簽咗呢一個嘅和約。
So that was the end of World War II.
呢個係二次世界大戰嘅完結。
Except there were a lot of Japanese soldiers on islands all over the Pacific.
但係咧喺太平洋咧島上面咧好多日本嘅士兵咧。
That never knew about this peace treaty.
係完全唔知有呢個和約嘅。
In fact, 20,000 soldiers.
大概有20,000嘅士兵。
That thought the war was still going on.
以為仲打緊仗嘅。
Until the 1970s for some of them.
有啲嚟講咧，係直到係1970年代。
And for one soldier, it wasn't until 1985.
對一個嘅士兵咧，直頭係1985年佢先知。
40 years after the end of World War II.
喺呢個嘅二戰40年之後。
That he finally surrendered.
佢終於去投降啦。
So when did World War II end?
咁二戰係幾時完嘅咧？
Oh, we all know. It ended in 1945.
應該係1945年嘅。
So even though we have a small segment of the church that didn't accept all the books of the New Testament,
即使有少部分嘅教會咧冇接受全部27本書
，we can certainly say in the 4th century the issue was settled.
但我哋起碼可以講4世紀就已經呢個問題已經解決咗。
Now let me talk to you about the criteria of the ancient church.
其實咧，古代教會都有一啲嘅條一啲嘅規範嘅。
These are the 3 things that they used to discover what was in the canon.
係用呢三樣嘢去發現咧邊啲喺正典裏面。
And this will be on the quiz, so you need to take notes.
嗱，記住啊，要抄啦。
You think I'm joking, don't you? Well, it depends on you if you want to get these or not.
你估佢唔到嘅。
Okay, what was that?
You can't figure them out.
Oh, okay. The first one is apostolicity.
第一個係使徒性或者使徒權威。
And that simply means, was the book written by an apostle or an associate of an apostle?
到底是不是使徒寫定是使徒的身邊的人寫呢?
So, for example, we have some of the brothers of Jesus. Jude, we don't think was an apostle.
例如猶大即是耶穌的兄弟他都沒有即是他不是一個使徒。
But he was the brother of the Lord.
但他是耶穌的弟兄。
Mark was not an apostle.
馬可不是一個使徒。
But he was associated with both Peter and Paul.
但他呢曾經跟彼得和保羅同工。
We have people that are like that, that fit the criterion of apostolicity.
所以這些人呢都有使徒性或者使徒權柄。
Now, what this immediately gets rid of,
即刻可以解決的就是,
are any books written in the 2nd century or later.
只要任何二世紀或之後的書卷咧，我哋都可以唔使理啦。
Because the apostles had died by then.
因為嗰啲使徒已經死曬噶啦。
So all of these other books, these apocryphal writings that you've heard about.
所有你聽過嘅刺經嘅呢啲書卷咧
，Do you know how many of them were actually written in the 1st century?
有幾多咧係一世紀寫成嘅咧
？The ones that we have today.
我哋今日所擁有嘅咧
，Zero.
零。
Not one.
一本都冇。
They were all written later.
全部都係一世紀之後嘅。
They don't fit the 1st criterion of apostolicity.
佢哋喺使徒性呢一個規範裏邊咧係唔過關。
Some of you have heard of the Gospel of Thomas.
曾經嘅多馬福音。
But it was a 2nd century document.
呢個係二世紀嘅文件。
And so even if some people say, well, this should be part of the canon.
有啲人話呢個咧應該擺喺正典入面嘅。
It's hard to make it fit like that.
但係似乎擺唔落去啦。
Since it doesn't fit this 1st criterion.
因為第一個條件佢已經出局。
A criterion was orthodoxy.
第二就正統性。
Do these books conform to what we believe to be orthodox otherwise?
對於我嚟講咧，到底係咪正統咧？呢啲書卷。
Like the teachings of Jesus that were passed on for centuries.
例如連日以來去傳達耶穌嘅教導。
And the early Christian hymns that they would sing, some of which are actually in the New Testament.
例如咧，係早期教會唱嘅詩歌，到底係咪符合佢哋咧？
Philippians 2:6-11.
腓立比書2:6-11.
is almost surely an early Christian hymn.
所以幾肯定咧係早期教會嘅詩歌。
And Paul includes it in his letter to the Philippians.
保羅擺喺腓立比書入面。
So we can see the very things that the church embraced as orthodox.
我哋見到咧，即係教會所擁抱嘅一啲嘢咧係正統性嘅。
And as more and more books were considered, is this really part of Scripture or not?
隨著越來越多書去比去鑑定呢啲係咪正統嘅
事。That was a question they asked. Is it orthodox?
呢個就係佢哋問啦，係咪正統嘅咧
？And the third question was Catholicity.
第三係大公性。
It doesn't mean that it's Roman Catholic.
呢個唔係羅馬天主教嘅意思。
It means that it was accepted by the whole church, generally speaking.
呢個整體嚟講就係所有教會都接受嘅。
So all parts of the ancient church accepted it.
即係大部分唔同嘅地方嘅教會都接受嘅。
These were the three criteria that the ancient church used to discover what was in the canon.
呢三個條件就係早期教會所決定去發現正典嘅內容。
And if it passed only two of these, it was not in the canon.
即使呢兩個通過咧，都唔可以喺正典入面。
Now there was an early canon list. The very earliest one that we know of was by a man named Marcion.
最早嘅正典嘅書目咧，就係由馬格安寫成嘅。
He lived. He wrote his canon list about A.D. 140.
佢写佢嘅正典嘅书目大概系公元140年。
It included 10 of Paul's letters instead of the 13.
系有十封保罗书信，唔系十三本。
It included one gospel, Luke.
只有一个嘅福音书就系路加福音。
But it was heavily redacted, heavily edited.
但呢个咧系被大量嘅修辑。
A lot of things were cut out of Luke's gospel.
好多都冇咗嘅。
Now Marcion was docetic.
馬格安是一個幻影說的人。
That is, he believed that material was bad and spiritual things, immaterial things, were good.
他覺得肉體是不好的，唯獨屬靈的東西或者靈魂是好的。
That makes him a heretic.
就令到他成為一個異端。
Because God made the earth, so therefore it too is good.
因為上帝創造地，地都是好的。
And Marcion believed that the God of the Old Testament was evil.
馬格安覺得舊約嘅神咧係邪惡嘅，
because he was involved in creation.
因為佢有創造地，
so he accepted only Luke's gospel.
佢只係接受路加福音，
because this was the only gospel written to Gentiles as far as we knew.
呢個係唯一一個書卷咧係寫俾外邦人嘅，
and therefore it's not related to the Jewish God as much.
所以咧就同咧猶太人嘅神咧係有。
So he was one of the earliest anti-Semitic people.
他是最早咧反猶太人嘅人。
And here's a photograph of him.
他有张相嘅。
That's Marcion.
呢个就系马格安啦，亦都系 Homer Simpson 嘅老细。
I didn't say that.
I was just saying he was also Mr.
Burns from Homer Simpson. Yeah. So he comes up with this list and.It became a catalyst for the church.
佢呢一個嘅書目咧，成為咗教會嘅推動力咧。
To publish a less idiosyncratic list.
佢出一個冇咁古怪嘅清單。
One that was actually orthodox.
係正統嘅書目。
And valued the books that really would be considered scripture.
而真正咧去珍惜或者去睇重一啲書。
Now, one of the things that's interesting about Marcion's canon list.
對於馬格安嘅正典嘅書目裏邊咧，好得意嘅一樣嘢。
Is the books that it did not include?
係有啲嘢係冇擺落去嘅。
Why was there no Gospel of Thomas in his list?
點解冇多馬福音咧
？Or the Gospel of Mary?
或者瑪利亞福音咧
？Or the Acts of Peter?
或者彼得行傳咧
？There's all sorts of other books that we know of that were written later.
佢啲好多書都喺後期寫嘅。
The Gospel of Thomas almost surely was written shortly before Marcion made this list.
多馬福音咧應該喺馬格安寫呢一個嘅正典清單之前寫成嘅。
But it didn't even make his canon list.
但係馬格安咧都冇理會呢個。
Why not?
點解咧
？Because at that time people knew it was a recent publication.
因為嗰陣時啲人都知道係近期寫嘅。
They knew it wasn't by Thomas.
佢係知道唔係由多馬寫嘅。
You had to wait.Another many, many years before people would start thinking, oh, this may really be by the Apostle Thomas.
要等好多年咧，先至有啲人咧去以為呢個係多馬寫成嘅。
So we learn some things from Marcion's list of what's in there and from what is not in there.
我哋從馬格安嘅正典嘅書目裏面見到有啲邊啲書係喺入面，邊啲書唔喺入面。
Now our earliest Orthodox canon list was written a few years later.
最早嘅正統嘅書目咧就係喺之後寫成嘅。
This is known as the Muratorian canon.
呢個係穆利多穆嘅正典嘅書目。
I didn't hear Muratorian in there.
Something like that.
Whatever. Okay. You can see it up here. You can figure that out.
Yep.
It's written about AD 170, 180, right in that era.
170-180年代寫成.
We don't know who wrote it.
我唔知邊個寫嘅.
But we do know that it discusses the books of the New Testament.
但我知道咧，佢討論過咧，即係新約嘅應該係咩書正典.
It's actually a fragment. We have one copy of this, and it's a fragment.
我只有一個嘅抄本，而都係一啲嘅碎嘅抄本.
It's not complete.
唔係好完整嘅.
But what we see in this fragment is that the Muratorian Canon says the following.
穆拉多利嘅呢一個嘅正典咧，寫咗呢啲咁嘅嘢.
It speaks of the certain books that are approved to be read in the churches.
寫咗咧係一啲係教會認證嘅書卷.
This is a very important point.
呢個好重要嘅一個嘅論點.
If it was to be read in the churches, it was regarded as authoritative for the church.
如果喺教會中讀咧，就係視為係權威性嘅.
And the Muratorian Canon included all four Gospels.
穆拉多利嘅正典咧係包含咗四福音.
The book of Acts and Paul's 13 letters.
使徒行傳同保羅嘅13封嘅書卷.
It also included the letter of Jude and the book of Revelation.
猶大書同埋啟示錄.
And it includes 1st or 2nd John or both. We're not exactly sure because it tears at that point.
我哋唔好肯定係約翰一二書啊，定係一書或者二書.
So here, about 75, 80 years after John wrote the last book of the New Testament,
大概係70年約翰寫完佢最後一卷嘅啟示錄嘅時候咧，
we have a canon list in another part of the Roman Empire.
我哋已經喺另一邊嘅羅馬王國咧，已經有一個正典嘅書目
that says these 21 or 22 books are approved as authoritative for the churches.
呢21至22本嘅書卷咧，係受到教會嘅認可。
That's absolutely remarkable with that in that short period of time.
咁短時間咧，就已經有係好難得嘅事情.
The only books that were not on the list.
呢啲書唔喺清單裏面咧.
Were very very short books.
係好短嘅書卷.
Now the Muratorian Canon also discusses some other books.
穆拉多利嘅正典咧都討論過有啲咁嘅書.
One of the most important is The Shepherd of Hermas.
其中一個好重要嘅書就係黑馬牧人書.
And in the Muratorian Canon, it says this about the Shepherd of Hermas.
在穆拉多利的正典裏面，一個討論過呢個關於黑馬牧人書嘅內容.
It says this book is orthodox.
呢本係正統嘅.
And it's widely accepted.
係好受教會接受嘅.
So it fits the criterion of orthodoxy and Catholicity.
喺正統性同埋大公性都啱嘅.
But he goes on and he says, but it was written in our own time.
但係咧喺我哋嘅時期裏面寫成嘅.
In fact, he says it's written by the Pope's brother.
係由呢個嘅教宗嘅弟兄寫成嘅.
And consequently, since it was not written by an apostle or an associate of an apostle, we don't regard it as authoritative.
但由於咧佢唔係由一個嘅使徒或者由使徒嘅同工去寫成嘅話咧，咁我哋咧就唔當佢係有權威性啦.
That's a very significant argument.
呢個咧係一個好重要嘅論證.
And I think it answers an interesting question.
佢回應一個好有趣嘅問題.
Should we consider books that are completely orthodox?
我哋應唔應該去接受一啲咧完全正統嘅書?
That are written after the first century.
喺第一世紀之後寫成嘅.
Should we consider those as scripture?
我哋應該接受嗰啲咧係聖經咧?
There are some churches that want to do that.
有啲教會想咁做噶.
There's even a book that came out recently that deals with this.
最近有本書都係咁討論嘅.
It's called a New Testament.
係一個嘅新約.
And it has different books in the New Testament than what we have in ours.
有啲我哋冇嘅新約嘅書喺入面.
But they're not respecting how God has moved the church, the ancient church, in deciding what books really or recognizing what books are in the canon.
但佢哋冇考慮到就係上帝喺好早期裏面點樣工作，令到一啲書係進入聖典.
The Muratorian Canon also discusses heretical books.
穆拉多利嘅正典咧都討論咗一啲嘅異端嘅書.
And it says these are right out. They're not orthodox.
呢啲完全唔使考慮啦，完全唔正統.
So we see some implications in how this addresses these various books.
我哋見到咧，即係有啲早期基督徒點樣去處理呢個問題.
It follows apostolicity, orthodoxy, and catholicity.
就係呢個嘅使徒性啦，正統性同埋大公性.
So we can see this. We don't ever have a list that says these are the criteria we follow.
我哋從來都冇一個嘅清單咧，係話呢個咧就係我哋要跟嘅條件啦。
We just see that the early church followed these basic principles.
我哋只係見到佢跟住呢啲咁樣嘅原則。
And they are the principles. Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
It's the principles I believe that the Holy Spirit led them to discover.
相信咧係聖靈所帶領佢哋嘅一個決定。
And Irenaeus, in about AD 180, wrote the following.
我任留咧，大概咧係一百零時候寫嘅。
Four Gospels are all that are authorized to be read in churches.
四福音咧係應該係全部都係被應該有權威性咁樣喺教會裏面閱讀嘅。
And these four are as certain as the four winds of the earth.
呢四個咧就好似地上嘅四方嘅風一樣咧，係咁咁確信啊確認。
And he goes on and he says, but it is not possible that the gospels can be either more or fewer in number than they are.
咁佢都話啦，冇可能咧，即係呢個嘅福音書係可以多過或者少過呢個數量。
For since there are four zones of the world in which we live,
因為呢個世界有四個地區啦。
And four principal winds.
四主要嘅风啦。
While the church has been scattered throughout the world,
而当教会咧系即系去散居喺唔同嘅地方嘅时候。
And since the pillar and ground of the church is the gospel and the spirit of life,
又当呢个嘅教会嘅柱同埋奠基咧系就系福音书同埋呢个嘅生命嘅灵。
It is fitting that she should have four pillars.
系呢个合理咧，佢系有四个支柱。
Breathing incorruption on every side and vivifying human flesh, that is, making it alive.
Yeah, 吹住一啲冇不朽壞嘅風咧，去唔同嘅地方，同埋咧去甦醒人類嘅肉體。
Now, I think this is a silly argument.
呢個咧係一個好騎呢嘅論證。
But it's interesting that when Irenaeus wrote, he's thinking that this is already a settled issue.
但有趣嘅就係愛又留一次乎對於喺呢一個裏面，咧，佢係覺得呢個係已經係。冇嘢好再拗得噶啦。
There's four gospels, no more。
系四本噶啦，冇咁多，冇多冇少。
Actually, been quite a few more gospels that have been discovered。
其实仲有几本嘅福音书咧系被发现嘅。
But none of them are from the first century。
但系佢全部都唔系一世纪嘅。
And so I think even though his reasons are wrong，
所以即使咧佢嘅理由系错嘅
，I think his conclusion is right。
但系佢嘅摆佢入去咧就系啱嘅嚟嘅。
The gospels were probably accepted very, very early on。
福音书咧系好早期咧就已经被接受嘅。
I think by about A.D. 100, all four gospels were considered authoritative.
应该大概喺公元100年咧就已经全部被接受。
And then after a few more years, few more decades, other books began to get accepted that way too.
大概几十年之后咧，即系其他嘅书卷都逐渐被接受。
And Bruce Metzger says the following.
Bruce Metzger 咁讲
，What is really remarkable?
一个好令人即系好神奇嘅嘢就系。
Is that though the fringes of the New Testament canon remained unsettled for centuries,
即使小部分嘅新約正典咧係未能夠完全係定下定論
，a high degree of unanimity concerning the greater part of the New Testament,
但係大部分嘅新約嘅正典咧都係有一個嘅極高嘅一致性嘅決定
，was attained within the first two centuries among the very diverse.And scattered congregations
系由唔同嘅地嚟自唔同嘅地方嘅会众去认证嘅。
Not only throughout the Mediterranean world，
唔单止喺地中海嘅世界里面
，but also over an area extending from Britain to Mesopotamia，
亦都系延续至去到不列颠同埋呢个米索不达米亚。
Now I have a question for you。
我有一个俾你嘅问题。
Do you have any sentences in Chinese that are that long？
有冇一句嘅中文咁长嘅咧？I hate Bruce Metzger.
Do you have any like this?
I don't think so. Maybe cuss words.
He writes like a Greek in German.
Yeah, I know. I don't like him.
you would like him.
I read him.
Okay. You'd like him as a person.
Yeah.
He loves chocolate.
Oh, good.
And he used to mow his lawn in his suit.
And he knows squirrel in Greek.
Yeah, he does. Okay, you know that story too.
Sorry, is that a good
okay? A little side. Ignore us up here. We're not talking to you right now. Okay, so what does Bruce Metzger mean by the greater part of the New Testament?
到底Bruce Metzger 佢讲个大部分嘅新约正典系咩意思咧？
He meant that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were accepted.
即系马太、马可、路加、约翰。
The Book of Acts was accepted.
使徒行传。
All 13 letters attributed to Paul.
十三个保罗嘅书信。
First Peter and First John.
彼得前书、约翰一书。
And in the East and elsewhere, Hebrews was accepted, and Revelation was accepted in many circles.
喺東面同埋其他地方咧，希伯來書同埋啟示錄都好多嘅認證。
So in summary, 20 to 22 books were accepted within one century.
所以大概20至22本書咧係被接受嘅。
Of completion of the New Testament.
係一世紀之內。
Now, the effective closing of the canon, not the official, because there was never any official closing of the canon.
一个你可以话系唔系名正言顺，不过系大致上嘅封典嘅时候系四世纪。
Really occurred in the fourth century.
四世纪。
And we see it first with Eusebius.
喺优西比乌里面我哋见到。
In his book, Ecclesiastical History or Church History,
在教育歷史裡面見到,
he says the following very important statement.
他寫一些很重要的東西。
The writings of the New Testament,
新約的文字,
in the first place should be put the holy tetrad of the Gospels.
在首先應該放一個神聖的四福音在當中。
To them follows the writing of the Acts of the Apostles.
跟住應該是《使徒行傳》。
After this should be reckoned the epistles of Paul.
跟住咧應該係彼得保羅嘅書信。
And he includes Hebrews in the epistles of Paul.
佢將希伯來書擺埋喺保羅書信裏面。
Following them, the epistle of John called the first.
跟住應該係約翰書信。
And in the same way should be recognized the epistle of Peter.
跟住應該係彼得嘅書信。
No, he doesn't say the epistles of Peter.
唔係彼得嘅書信。
The Epistle of Peter, because it's just one.
係一個書信啫。
That he recognized fully.
佢即係完全認證嘅。
In addition to these, should be put.
加埋呢個咧，應該加埋。
If it seems desirable, the Revelation of John.
如果可以嘅話，約翰嘅啟示錄。
And then he says these belong to the recognized books. The homologumena is the word he uses in Greek.
呢啲咧應該係為之係被認可嘅書就 homologumena。
Now, what did Eusebius mean by that Greek word?
呢個 homologumena 即係咩意思咧
？He actually was really interested in the canon.
即係話佢係好有佢喺優西比烏係好有興趣去睇正典嘅。
And so he did research in ancient church history before him.
所以佢做咗喺教會歷史裏面做咗好多嘅功夫。
And what he discovered was that there were five major churches. This was still true in his day. Five major churches, or called sees, or S-E-E-S. It's just a major church, a hub for the other churches.
所以有大概五個即主要嘅，你可以話教會或者甚至乎係教區啦。
Like in Jerusalem, Alexandria, Antioch of Syria, churches like that.
例如以耶路撒冷為中心啊，呢個亞歷山大為中心啊咁樣。
And if a book was called a homologumenon,
係如果一本書咧係稱之為 homologumenon 咧。
Then it was accepted by the bishops in those five major churches.
是由那五个主要的教会里面的主教所认证的。
In an unbroken, unanimous chain.
而是一个这五个是从来都没有停止过被认证。
Going all the way back to the first century.
去到第一世纪的时候。
So they met the criterion of Catholicity completely.
所以完全大公性是被接受的。
And of course they were Orthodox, and since they were first century, they were apostolic.
当然是正统，而且因为他第一世纪，他们都是有使徒性的。
So Eusebius talks about three other groups of manuscripts.
所以优西比乌讲过其他三组的文本。
He says, of the disputed books,
关于一些有争议的书。
These are known as the antilegomena. That's the Greek word he uses.
他用的希臘文就是 antilegomena.
Which are nevertheless known to most.
不過是都很具人認識的。
That is, most of the churches know about these books.
大部分的教會都知道這本書的。
He said, are the epistle called James, that of Jude, the second epistle of Peter.
例如雅各書、猶大書、彼得後書。
And the so-called second and third epistles of John.
和所謂的約翰二三書。
Now, what he means by antilegomena then?
咩叫 antilegomena?
Are those books that were accepted by most of the churches?
系就大部分教会接受嘅。
So they still fit the criterion of Catholicity.
都系大公性嘅。
And they were orthodox.
亦都系正统嘅。
And if they were authentic, they were also apostolic.
如果佢哋系真实嘅话，佢都系正，都系具使徒性嘅。
So in Eusebius's 22 recognized books or homologumena.
所以優西比烏嘅廿二本嘅被認可嘅書咧
，there were all but five books included，
即係得五本書冇擺喺面啫。
And that's only 11 chapters total for these five books，
加埋都係十一章。
No heretical books were on the list，
冇任何有異端嘅書喺入面。
The other five called the antilegomena were accepted by the majority of churches。
其餘嗰五本咧 ，antilegomena 咧就係由大部分嘅教會接受。
So already 1 year。Before the Council of Nicaea, Eusebius wrote about the canon.
在大公会议尼西亚会议之前一年之前就已经有这样的正典的书目在当中。
This is before he ever met Emperor Constantine.
他都没见过康斯坦丁。
Before he was ever influenced by him.
他都没受他影响。
And he already recognizes these 27 books as authoritative.
但他已经认可这22或者27本书。
Now, there were others, very, very important church leaders who said the same thing in the 4th century.
還有其他很重要的教會領袖都這樣說的。
In the East, Athanasius said so in AD 367.
在東方,亞他拿修367年都這樣說。
And in the West, Augustine said so in 393.
393年西方,奧古斯丁都這樣說。
So we can see in the 4th century spanning almost the entire church throughout the world.
在四世紀差不多整個世界裡面的教會,
they began to recognize all 27 books as canonical.
都認可這27本書就是正典。
Now, let me give you a conclusion. We'll have plenty of time for questions, I think.
我們有可以總結大把時間去 Q&A。
The canonical books and most of the rest of the New Testament books.
這個正典的福音和大部分的新約的書卷。
My mistake, the canonical gospels and most of the rest of the New Testament books.
I corrected you in Chinese.
Oh, very good, thank you, okay. Were accepted from the earliest periods.
已經是很早期被接受。
Were not given to bizarre embellishments.
沒有去加上一些很古怪的修飾。
And they proclaimed Jesus of Nazareth as both man and more than a man.
去宣認耶穌拿撒勒人的耶穌是人同埋超越一個人。
Now, when I say they were not given to bizarre embellishments,
當我話佢冇加上一啲好古怪嘅修飾咧
，we'll see what I'm talking about tomorrow afternoon.
聽日下晝你就知啦。
When we look at some of these apocryphal gospels,
當你見到呢個嘅偽經啊此經嘅時候
，because Eusebius had two other groups of manuscripts, two other groups of books.
因為優西比烏仲有兩部分嘅書可講。
Those that are called the apocrypha,
此經。
And that means hidden books.
即是隱藏的書。
And those that are called the pseudepigrapha.
或者偽經。
That means books that are written by somebody other than the one who claims to be written, who claims to be the writer.
即是托名書信。
So if somebody says this is by Thomas and it's not by Thomas, that's a pseudepigraphon.
即例如他聲稱是多馬寫，但是其實不是多馬寫，
it's a forgery.
是一個假的書信。
And tomorrow we'll see what the church thought about forgeries when they discovered them.
聽日我哋會睇下教會點對待呢啲假嘅偽造文件。
The ancient church accepted books into the canon.
古代教會咧接受呢啲書進入呢個正典。
Because of apostolicity, orthodoxy, and catholicity.
係因為佢嘅呢個嘅使徒性啦、正統性同埋呢個大公性。
All detected forgeries, even if they were orthodox,
所有的偽造的文件就算它是正統的
were automatically rejected.
是會自動被消除資格。
The ancient church's criteria should guide Christians today as well.
古代教會的範疇都應該去成為今日教會的領導。
You may have heard of some recent discoveries in the last few years.
你可能聽到近年有些所謂新的發現。
Like the Gospel of Thomas,
例如多馬福音啦,
or the Lost Gospels fragment at Oxford University,
或者一啲所謂嘅啲迷失咗或者呢個喪失咗嘅福音一段時間,
or the fragment Jesus' wife fragment is what it's called,
耶穌嘅太太嘅一啲嘅所謂嘅福音書.
There's a manuscript in Coptic that says Jesus says he's married. Apparently,
有一啲喺埃及文嘅一啲嘅文本裏面咧，有話耶穌話佢。
It's from the 4th century.
这个是四世纪的。
And in fact, I don't even think it's from the 4th century. Most scholars think it's a forgery itself.
我甚至乎都觉得它不是四世纪，有很多人都觉得根本是伪造的，这个是。
But nobody thinks it goes all the way back to the 1st century.
没人觉得它肯定是，没人觉得它一世纪。
So there's all these books that are out there.
有很多这些书在外面。
There was the long-lost Syriac Gospel of Barnabas, for example, found in Turkey recently.
或者已經遺失咗好耐嘅呢個敍利亞嘅巴拿巴福音。
Should any of these books be regarded as scripture?
呢啲應唔應該喺即係聖經裏面咧
？Do they fit the criterion of apostolicity?
係咪合乎聖徒性咧
？No, they weren't written by apostles or associates of apostles.
又唔係使徒寫，又唔係使徒嘅近親寫。
They're certainly not orthodox.
亦都唔係正統嘅。
And they were not accepted by the churches.
完全都不受教會接受。
So those three criteria I want you to burn into your brains.
呢三個嘅範疇咧，你要牢牢咁記住。
And it will protect you when these kinds of stories get circulated.
當間唔中咧有一啲咁即係誇眾取眾嘅新聞嘅時候咧，你就會就保護啦。
Apostolicity, orthodoxy, catholicity.
呢個嘅使徒性啦、正統性同埋大公性。
Did those rhyme?
Yes, sort of same word. We have the same word.
Okay, close enough. Okay, finally, ancient Christians, like modern Christians, had the Holy Spirit.
最後啦，古代基督徒同而家一樣咧，都係有聖靈嘅。
He gives us a super rational appreciation of what is Scripture.
佢俾我哋咧，令到我哋對聖經咧有一個超理性嘅欣賞。
And they have the ring of truth in them.
佢哋係可信嘅。
We need both the Word of God, and this picture shows an open Bible.
这个图画就显示一本开的圣经。
And we need the Holy Spirit Himself, which is pictured by the flame.
好像这个火咧就代表住圣灵啦，我哋需要圣灵。
This is actually Dallas Seminary's logo.
这个大斯神学院嘅标志。
But we need the Scriptures to guide us to tell us about God.
我哋需要这个嘅圣灵咧去带领我哋去睇上帝嘅话语。
But we cannot know Him apart from the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
但我哋透过圣经里边咧，我哋冇可能去唔透过圣经去认识佢。
Thank you very much.
好多谢晒。
You did it.
I did it.
I think we have a little time for questions, don't we, Josh?
我哋系有都几多时间咧去做发问。
No answers, just questions.
系都系唔会俾答案你噶，只系俾你问下嘅啫。
喂，系啊，
好，
路，其实我好开心咧，今日 Dr. Wallace 咧解释咗有宗教嘅改革同埋关于炼狱嘅，因为其实我喺几年前咧就 being question 有一个问题，其实因为我哋不嬲都睇嘅，咁我就 being question 咧就系话，佢讲紧基督教同天主教嘅唔同嘅，咁佢就问同我咧就话。基督教咧係喺天主教嘅正殿裏之外去修改。譬如佢話天主教咧係相信有煉獄，而我哋其實就係隻字不提嘅。咁第二可能咧，我都會睇到可能咧天主教嗰個所謂嘅正殿會唔會同我哋想請教一下同基督教的正殿係唔同嘅？可能 number of chapter 或者 number of 嗰個 books 啦。咁如果喺正殿入邊，會唔會有啲教義真係好唔同？因為我留意到，除咗煉獄之外咧，天主教都係會有聖母經啦，或者無罪瑪利亞呢一種 concept， 而我哋係唔提嘅。咁我想都想請教一下。
What's really interesting about this is that there is no difference between Catholics and Protestants on the books of the New Testament.
有趣的一件事呢，其实天主教和新教的圣经呢，是新约是没有不同的。
Both of us believe these 27 books and only these 27 books are New Testament scripture.
大家都相信呢，都是这27本书的。
So canons derive their doctrine of Mary and other doctrines from either church history, where church fathers talked about these things.
所以例如當對於瑪利亞睇法咧，多數咧係喺教父裏邊咧去發展出嚟嘅。
Or purgatory, I think they devise that really from what's called the intertestamental books.
或者煉獄咧係由兩約之間嘅書卷裏面咧所發展出嚟嘅。
There's 14 or 15 books that the Catholics add to the Old Testament.
天主教的圣经里面呢，旧约圣经多了14至15本书。
And it depends how you count, whether you count it as 14 or 15.
看你怎么计14至15.
But these were written between the end of the Protestant Old Testament and the beginning of the New Testament.
是，这个是在新教的旧约圣经和新约圣经中间的14至15本书。
Protestants follow the Hebrew canon for the Old Testament.
新教呢，我们是跟希伯来圣经的。
We follow just those books that are found in the Hebrew Bible.
我哋只係跟希伯來聖經嗰啲書啫。
And Catholics follow those books that are also in the Greek translation of the Old Testament.
天主教咧就會跟埋咧係七十四譯本。
I think that those are important books. They're historical books, many of them.
嗰啲係好重要，亦都係歷史性嘅書。
But I would not call them scripture.
但我唔會叫嗰啲係聖經。
And they weren't even regarded as scripture until the Council of Trent.
直至到这个的 Council of Trent 之前呢，这个都不是被视为正典的。
And that was in 1545, right after the Reformation got started.
这个1545年是回应宗教改革的。
And in some respects, it was a reaction to Protestants and their, their view of sola scriptura.
这个特别是回应宗教改革所指出的唯独圣经。
We believe in scripture too, but our scripture is just bigger than yours.
他们说我们都信圣经的，不过我们本圣经和你本代多点解。
But when it comes to the New Testament, there's no difference between the two.
但是在新约的话是完全没有不同的。
So if you want to find out about the Old Testament canon,
如果你想看看旧约的经典呢,
you need to invite an Old Testament professor to come and speak to you.
那就是时候请你旧约的圣经学者来了。You have any recommendation?
Doctor, 我想请问你关于那个的启示录。那启示录为什么就整个过程里面好像只有一卷，在其实当时的历史里面有没有说有不同的启示录，而最后为什么会选择这个的启示录出来呢？麻烦。
Yeah, in answer to your question, let me get a clarification on this. Do you mean other apocalypses that were not considered scripture, but just general apocalypses? Or are you talking about the apocalypse of Peter, which is a different one?
是不是例如当彼得启示录啦，都同时都有呢啲咁嘅嘢，定系讲紧可能其他可能希腊世界里面有冇呢啲咁嘅嘢咧？
我想问系希腊世界里边会唔会有第二啲啊？点解最后会定咗系而家呢一个启示录咧？因为牽涉到喺基督教嚟講咧，將來個永生啊，全部睇好多嘢都係睇依一本噶嘛。咁點解會定依一個出嚟咧
？Why do we end up with that one? So the question you're asking is why is that in the canon?
即係點解最終係約翰個啟示錄喺入面啊？
Well, I think in part it's because it was accepted by following those three criteria.
基本上都是那回去那三个范畴了，很早期的。
Now, there are some who think that John the Apostle did not write it.
有些人觉得使徒约翰没写了。
And for a while, I thought that too.
我曾经都感觉是这样的。
But even if John didn't write it, it was an associate of John's.
就算约翰没写，都是约翰的亲信写的。
Also named John.
就是叫约翰的。
He calls himself John in Revelation chapter 1.
他稱呼自己是約翰在第一章裡面。
But this book was accepted. It took a long time for Revelation to get accepted in all branches of the church.
在啟示錄要求所有教會所接受的 都需要一定長一點的時間。
But by the 4th century, it was accepted in the East and the West both.
但四世紀在東西的教會都已經是廣泛的接受。
Is that what your question is?
是不是這個是你的問題呢？ Got it.
Dr. Wallace 你好，想问一问咧，因为喺哥罗西书嗰度咧，咁又提到啊，即系你哋要读由老底加即系教会嚟嘅信，咁但系我哋嘅即系正典冇呢、這个老底加书信啦，咁你头先引述嘅都冇讲，即系你头先引述教父啊等等嗰啲资料都冇讲到呢封书信，咁如果即系他朝一日我哋喺度真揾咗个即系揾咗个 copy 出嚟啦。咁係咪因為佢冇呢個大公式，我哋都唔會接受，即係唔會將佢擺入 canon 入面？點解？
The letter to the Laodiceans is mentioned in Colossians chapter 4.
寫俾老底嘉嘅信咧，喺哥羅西書入面去睇到。
Paul says that there's a letter coming from Laodicea that he had written.
保罗咧就话系有封信咧系由喺老底加写嘅，就由佢而嚟嘅。
And that when it gets to Colossae, they should exchange letters.
去到哥罗西嘅时候咧，就应该去交换呢啲信啦。
So it's quite possible we do not have that letter to the Laodiceans.
几可能咧，老底加嘅信咧，我哋已经冇咗噶啦。
I actually think we do have it.
我认为我哋有嘅。
I think it's Paul's letter to the Ephesians.
我认为咧系以弗所书。
And that's because Ephesians was sent to the main port of Asia Minor.
因為以弗所書咧係寫過去咧呢個嘅小亞細亞嘅主要嘅港口。
And it was meant to be a circular letter for many churches, not just one.
係一個循環書信嚟嘅。
In fact, the earliest two manuscripts that we have in Ephesians,
事實上咧最早期嘅兩個嘅抄本係關於以弗所書嘅。
Do not have the words in Ephesus.
冇在以弗所即係一章所提到嘅，冇呢個字。
It leaves it blank at that point in Ephesians 1:1.
系一章一节里边咧，系冇咗系在以弗所呢个字嘅。
And Marcion, in his list of Paul's letters,
喺马格安咧写佢对保罗书信睇法嘅时候
，calls Ephesians Laodiceans.
叫以弗所书咧系老底加书信。
If you go in Asia Minor and you go counterclockwise,
如果你去逆時針在小亞細亞行的時候，由以弗所開始，
from Ephesus you go to Laodicea,
由以弗所去老底加，
and then to Colossae,
然後去哥羅西。
And so I think it's distinctly possible that this letter was circular, Ephesians was circular.
幾有可能是以弗所書是一個循環書信。
And after it was copied, it was sent to the next church.
當它抄完了，就去給弟兄教會。
And the leaders of the church were instructed to write in Laodicea.
然後當地的教會就會在那裡寫，就是說在這個老底家。
And then they were to send it on to Colossae.
然後就就寄過去這個哥羅西。
And it continued to go through Asia Minor that way.
然後不斷這樣在這個小亞細亞這樣循環。
Now, I could be wrong.
我可能錯的。
Most scholars do not think we have the letter to the Laodiceans anymore.
大部分的學者不認為我們有老底家信。
There actually is a letter to the Laodiceans that exists, though.
但其實有這封信的存在的。
And I have my doctoral students translate it when we discuss issues of the canon.
我要我的博士生去翻譯這些信，是當我們討論正典的時候。
It's not a first century document.
這個不是一個第一世紀的文獻。
Probably written in the middle of the second century.
可能在二世紀中葉。
And it's based on Paul's letters.
是以保羅的書信為根基的。
But we translate and we wrestle with how do we know intrinsically, is this really by Paul or not?
我們翻譯呢，我們就去討論到這個呢，怎樣是不是真的保羅書信呢？
Okay, so that's not Laodiceans, maybe Ephesians is not Laodiceans.
那本不是老底家信，可能以弗所都不是老底家信。
But you're asking, what about the real letter to the Laodiceans?
那到底真是老底家書信呢？
And if we were to discover, what would we do with it?
如果我們找到，我們應該怎麼做呢？
I'd say what we do with it is the same thing we do with two other letters that Paul wrote to the Corinthians.
咁我就會係同一個嘅睇法，就係保羅寫俾嗰唔多人嘅書信。
We're pretty sure that Paul actually wrote four letters to the Corinthians.
我哋幾肯定咧，保羅寫過四封嗰唔多書信。
Because in 1 Corinthians he talks about a previous letter that he wrote.
因為臨前咧有講我之前寫過封信俾你。
And in 2 Corinthians, he talks about a previous letter that was very, very harsh. So most scholars think that we have probably 2 and 4 Corinthians.
大家相信呢，我們應該有哥林多二書和四書。
So now that's 3 letters that we don't have by Paul.
咁即係話我哋有三封保羅書信咧，我哋已經係遺失咗。
Let's say we actually found the real documents that were written.
當我哋揾到啦。
What should we do with them?
咁我應該點做咧？
My view is that we should not accept them as scripture.
我個人睇法咧，就係我哋唔應該接受佢成為正典。
They fit the criterion of apostolicity.
佢哋係有使徒性啦。
They fit the criterion of orthodoxy.
係正統性啦。
But they don't fit the criterion of catholicity.
不過正如你所講啦，就係唔係冇呢個個大公性入面啦。
And for 2,000 years, the church has done just fine without them.
2,000 年嚟咧，教會咧冇咗佢都 OK 嘅。
Now I think.The letters to the Corinthians that Paul wrote that we don't have,
我認為咧，即係寫俾哥林多我哋冇咗個信咧，
were probably so harsh,
可能係太過嚴苛啦，
that the Corinthians were very embarrassed by them.
即係哥林多人好收到都好尷尬。
And when other churches said, "Did Paul write any letters to you?"
咁啲人其他人咧去問，喂，保羅有冇寫信俾你啊？
He said, "Yes, he wrote these two."
係啊，佢哋寫咗呢兩封啦。
Did he write any others?
還有沒有其他?
I have to go.
我先走了。
So they just went talk about it. They didn't want to have those copied. It embarrassed them.
因為太尷尬了，真的不想說了。
So at least that's a possibility about why we don't have those letters.
有沒有可能性，為什麼我們沒有那麼書卷?
Now we have something else that's interesting.
但我們有其他東西很有趣的。
We have things known as Agrapha. Agrapha, it's unwritten.
Okay, 我們有些沒有寫的書信未寄出。
It's a Greek term that means something that the Lord said that was not written down in the Gospels.
即是希臘文的意思，就是說有些是主說的說話，但是不是福音書裡面的。
We have an agraphon in Acts chapter 20.
例如在使徒行傳20章，我們有一些這個這樣的字眼在當中。
Where it says, as the Lord said, it's better to give than to receive.
施比受更為有福，就係呢個咁嘅意思。
That's not recorded anywhere in the Gospels.
喺福音書完全冇嘅。
So it's considered an agraphon, something that Jesus did not say in the Gospels, but we know he said it.
是一些我们主讲的说话，不过不在福音书里面记载，不过我知道是他讲的。
The early church also had a number of other agrapha.
在早期教会也有很多这些这样的、字句。
Some of which may be authentic, some of which are probably not authentic.
有些可能是真，有些可能不是。
There's one I think that we can be pretty sure is authentic.
我们有一个我们挺肯定是真确的。
And it's when the Lord says the following.
而是当主耶稣讲。
He says, stay away from evil.
远离邪恶。
And hold fast to the good.
而
hold on to the good.
尽量去行善。
You've heard that before?
有没有听过呢？
That's from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
这个是《帖撒罗尼迦前书》五章。
But we have a lot of church fathers that quote that passage.
我们有很多教父去引用这段的经文。
And they say, this is a saying of the Lord.
这个是主的说话。
I think they're probably right.
我想他们是对的。
And here's, by the way, what it means.
这个意思就是。
It means stay away from false teaching.
这个就是说远离假教导。
That's the evil they should stay away from.
这个就是那个邪恶了。
So anyway, that was for free. It won't show up on the test, but I thought you'd like to know about that.
这个呢，考试不会出的，不过我想知道为什么。
我想问下希伯来书，因为是新约27卷里面是唯一一卷来历不明，并以为是保罗的书信才即係接納咗做正典，可唔可以講下點解
？Yeah, talk more about because it's anonymous. It's not written by Paul. Why is it in the canon?
Hebrews is a special letter in many respects.
希伯來書係一個好特殊嘅書信，喺好多方面都係。
I don't believe it was written by Paul.
我覺得應該唔係保羅寫嘅。
And yet, it was always associated with Paul's letters.
但唔知點解咧，係時刻都係同保羅書信咧擺埋一齊。
The church in the West said Paul did not write this.
西方教会说保罗没这么写过。
And therefore it's not scripture.
所以不是圣经。
The church in the East said Paul did write it, and therefore it is scripture.
东方教会说是保罗写的，所以是圣典。
After they hashed through these things,
他们一起去面对的时候，
they came to something of an agreement.
他们有一个的共识。
It's not written by Paul, but it is scripture.
不是保罗写的，但是呢是圣经正典。
Both sides could agree that it was scripture.
大家都同意是正典。
And some of them thought it was written by Paul.
有些就觉得是保罗写的。
So Hebrews goes through an interesting transition in the Greek manuscripts.
希伯来书呢，即经过都挺有趣 的时间，特别在这个希腊文的抄本里面。
In our oldest manuscript of Paul's letters,
在我们最旧的保罗的书信里面呢，
Hebrews comes right after Romans.
希伯来书呢是罗马书之后。
And in about 80 or 85 manuscripts,
大概80至85个抄本里面，
it comes after the last letter to the churches, 2 Thessalonians.
是这个帖后的摆位。
But in most of the manuscripts, it comes after Philemon, like we have in our Bibles.
大部分就好像我们今日本圣经咁样，就喺腓利门书之后。
It came in almost every single place in Paul's letters, in fact, at one point.
系真系好似喺差唔多每一个嘅保罗书信里面都见到佢嘅位置。
So the early church recognized that this has the stamp of authenticity to it.
早期教会咧相信咧呢个系有一个嘅使徒性嘅印证喺当中。
They knew it was inspired because of its intrinsic authority.
佢哋知道咧呢一个系被圣灵感通嘅书信，因为佢有一个咁样嘅真确性喺当中。
Whether it was written by Paul or not.
唔知系咪保罗写的士。
My wife and I actually have a disagreement over this.
我同我老婆咧喺呢方面咧有异议。
She thinks Paul wrote it.
佢觉得保罗写嘅。
And I don't.
我唔觉得系。
And yet we could still get married.
我哋都可以结婚噶。
Now, here's why I think we don't know who wrote Hebrews.
呢个咧系我认为点解我哋唔知道边个写希伯来书嘅原因。
These ancient letters, as I said, were written on scrolls.
早期嘅书信咧系喺一啲嘅。书卷咁嘅形式出现嘅。
And I've looked at hundreds, probably thousands of Greek letters.
我睇过差唔多成过千个呢啲咁样嘅书卷噶啦。
And that's epistles, not alphabet letters.
Epistles, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, we see one of two ways in which the addressor is listed, the person who's writing it.
我哋见到好多咧，都系见到有呢个嘅写信人。
It's either on the inside of the papyrus scroll,
因为咧喺嗰个嘅葡萄籽嘅入面啦
，like in all of Paul's letters,
好似保罗其他书信咁样。
He says from Paul to the Christians at Rome, this kind of thing.
例如我保罗写俾你，嘟嘟嘟嘟。
Or it's typically a label that's added to the outside of the scroll.
或者係出面咧黐咗一個嘅標籤。
And so what I've noticed is that those labels on the outside
喺書卷外邊嘅標籤咧
are almost always very, very faint.
但係經常性咧都係好迷糊嘅。
They're hard to read.
好難睇嘅。
Why is that?
點解咧？
Well, because the courier is taking it for hundreds of miles.
因為咧嗰個嘅帶信人咧係真係好長路長途跋涉帶住。
Finish it.
They got it.
Okay. He didn't touch anything on the inside of the letter.
佢冇掂入面嘅任何嘢。
But that label would start getting rubbed off.
但係個標籤咧就越嚟越摩擦得多啦。
Well, he knew where he was taking the letter to.
佢知道佢寄去邊度啊。
So he didn't need to have that label after a while.
所以佢都唔使標籤嘅基本上之後。
So I think Hebrews had the person who wrote it on the outside of the scroll.
我認為希伯來書咧當初咧係標籤咗喺出面。
Now afterwards, I can tell you who I think wrote Hebrews, but that'll cost you some money.
喺講咗之後咧，我可以話俾你聽咧，係邊個寫希伯來書嘅？不過咧，我要收錢嘅。Or not?
That was a joke, you know.
呢個係咩啊？
Maybe chocolate.
chocolate would be good.
Yeah. Good evening, Doctor. Thank you for your informative talk. I'm a complete layman of the biblical text analysis.
I can't see this person. Is he hiding?
I'm hiding from
Colin. Come out from hiding, please. He's an apocryphon.
Hi.
There he is.
Yeah, thank you for your informative talk. And I'm a layman of a biblical textual analysis, but I did a little bit Asian Chinese test in the university. So I'd like to compare between the two. That, firstly, I would like to ask, how do you determine a book, the ages of the writing of the books? Because like in Chinese Asian test, we have something called Chinese bibliography, Moklok Hok. That's no matter if it's privately written or publicly, like government who writes it, like some bibliography that will clearly state the years that we find the number of books or number of chapters, number of words that is written in each version, each text of each book. So I would like to ask, like in a biblical analysis, how do we determine the ages of the writing of the books? And as well as, is there any similar bibliography existing in biblical world? Thank you.
Okay. There are quite a few books. Oh, do you want to translate into Chinese? Yes.
都明啦，哦。
They get it?
Yeah.
They got it?
Yeah, they got it.
Wow. Well, you're not necessary then.
I'm pretty useless.
There are quite a few books written on what's called paleography.
有啲咁嘅書咧，係講關於叫做考類似唔係考古學啦，不過係古類似考古學咁嘅字眼啦。
Some of the best ones are written in Italian or German。
最好嗰啲書咧都係喺意大利文或者係德文。
But there's also some in English。
有啲係英文寫嘅。
I don't know any in Chinese yet。
我唔知道中文寫嗰啲嘅書。
But these deal with Greek and Latin paleography。
不過主要咧係呢個希臘同埋咧拉丁嘅古書學啦，可以叫做。
Now, there's a number of ways in which we can tell what the age of a manuscript is.
有很多方法呢我们可以断定呢那个的抄本的日子。
Some of the manuscripts, very few, actually have the date in there.
很少的抄本呢是有直接写了个日期在那里。
Most of them don't have a date at all.
多数都没有。
But there are ways to tell within 20 to 100 years, typically, what the date actually is.
我哋大致上可以估到呢個年日大概可能正負二十年至一百年。
Some of the icons, some of the paintings of the gospel writers, for example.
例如你見到一啲喺福音書裏面咧，啲抄本你見到佢一啲嘅圖像。
We know were written at this particular location at this particular time.
我哋知道咧係某一個地方喺某一個時間寫嘅。
And there was a manuscript that I knew was written in about a 50-year period.
我哋有啲書，我知道大概呢五十年嘅時期裏面寫嘅。
And I showed it to an icon scholar.
我拎去俾一啲圖像嘅學者。
And she said, within that 50-year period, it belongs to this 20-year period.
喺呢五十年裏邊咧，係屬於呢二十年嘅範嘅時期裏邊。
And it was written in Constantinople.
喺君士坦丁堡入面寫。
So there's different ways to tell.
所以有幾多方法去決定嘅。
One of the ways to tell is just how did they form the letters?
有啲去睇就係佢點樣成書嘅。
The oldest manuscripts are written in capital letters in Greek.
最舊嗰啲咧係大楷嘅。
And the later manuscripts are written in cursive or minuscule hand, lowercase, running hand.
後期嗰啲就係細楷嘅。
And the earliest we have of that later form is from the 9th century.
最早期嘅世界咧就係九世紀。
So that's one of the first determiners. Is this an older manuscript or a more recent manuscript?
这个第一个给你鉴别就是到底是早还是后。
And then are the letters hanging from the line or sitting on the line?
到底字母是放在最上面还是低一点点。
That tells you a century marker. Is it after the 10th century or before the 10th century?
就看到是十世纪前后。
And there's a number of other ways. What's the size of the manuscript?
例如那个抄本的size啦。
The color of ink, how many leaves they have in each choir, those kinds of things.
有几多页数啊？嗰啲墨系点样啊？咁样。
So there really are a number of ways to tell.
有好多方法咧去考证嘅。
But I guess the primary way has to do with analysis of the individual letters.
最重要咧就系去分析咧个每个唔同嘅书信。
So let me just give a real simple illustration here.
很簡單的一個的例子。
The first two letters of the Greek alphabet, alpha and beta.
例如 alpha 和 beta 呢，頭嗰兩個的希臘文字母。
Let's say that the letter alpha was written a certain way for about a 150-year period.
例如 alpha 呢，是頭嗰150年是這樣寫法的時候。
From AD 100 to AD 250, it's written the same way.
可能呢公元150至250是這樣寫法的。
And beta is written in a certain fashion from AD 150 to 300.
Beta 咧就係150至到300嘅年咧就係咁樣寫法嘅。
So if you see the alpha and the beta written in this in a certain way and it fits the pattern.
如果見到 alpha 同 beta 係咁樣寫法嘅時候咧。
And we say the alpha, oh, that's one of the second kind of alphas, and that's the second kind of beta.
这个是第二款的 alpha 或第二款的 beta.
Then we can pinpoint the time a little bit closer.
我大概可以将那个的年日比较近一点。
It's actually interesting that the older manuscripts we can date more accurately.
其实反而旧的抄本我们更加容易去估个日子。
Within typically about a 50-year period.
是差不多是近到50年的。
And the more recent manuscript from the 10th to the 13th century,
10至13世紀嗰啲咧，
it's really difficult to distinguish which is from which century.
好難咧去決定邊個嘅世紀。
So that's a long-winded answer to your short question.
呢個係一個比較長啲嘅答案。
剛才你提過咧，其實新約係一卷卷書卷寫啦。咁換言之，其實應該係冇一個次序。咁點解會後屘又要去編次序咧？其實聖經嘅每一卷書嘅次序，究竟有啲咩重要性咧
？The manuscripts once you could get them into a codex form。
當抄本咧，你擺佢喺一啲嘅書本裏面嘅時候咧
，That's when they started to put more New Testament books in the same manuscript。
咁啊，即係將佢多過一本嘅新約嘅書卷咧，擺喺一個書入面，一本書入面。
But the order goes all over the place。
嘅次序咧都好亂嘅。
They almost always, I'd say always, start with the Gospels。
不過經常性都係由福音書開始。
And almost always end with the Book of Revelation。
都幾乎咧，通常都係啟示錄最尾嘅。
Most manuscripts only have one particular genre, though.
有啲嘅抄本咧係只係得一種嘅文學嘅類別。
Most of our New Testament manuscripts have the Gospels and nothing else.
好多嘅抄本咧只係得福音書，乜都冇啦。
Some of them have just Paul's letters, for example.
有啲淨係得保羅書信。
But even within those areas, we have different orders.
即使咁樣咧，都有唔同嘅次序嘅。
And I mentioned earlier about the order of the Gospels. Was this today or yesterday?
I think it was yesterday.
That the earliest order, I think, was Matthew, John, Luke, and then Mark.
最早咧係馬太、約翰、馬可、路加，或者點樣轉？路加、馬可 ，sorry.
You got it?
Yeah, got it.
And that's because those first two books were written by apostles.
因為頭嗰兩卷馬太同埋約翰咧係由使徒寫成嘅。
And Luke and Mark were followers of apostles.
路加同馬可咧係使徒跟隨者。
And then later the order began to be Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
之後咧就係馬太、路加跟住馬可同埋約翰。
And that's largely a chronological order, I think.
嗰啲應該係跟時序嘅。
Martin Hengel at Tübingen University in Germany.
Tübingen 大學的 Martin Hengel 教授
argued that the order Mark, Luke, and John is significant.
覺得咧馬可、路加、約翰咁樣嘅次序係最係好重要嘅。
He said it's remarkable that these documents would be in that particular order.
佢覺得好重要咧，呢啲嘅文本咧係咁樣樣嘅次序。
The only thing that explains it is chronology, the order of when they were written, he said.
他覺得是他那個寫成日子的時序。
And Matthew is a little different. I won't get into the details about Matthew.
馬太有少少奇特的，不過我今次唔講了。
When it comes to Paul's letters, the order is not chronological.
去保羅的書信裡面就又不是跟時序的。
The order we have in most manuscripts and in your New Testaments today,
你們的新約和大部分的抄本呢，
goes from the largest books to the smallest books.
由最大卷书去到最小卷书。
But it does it within certain groups.
但是它在一些组别都是这样做的。
So, 1 Thessalonians is larger than 1 Timothy.
帖前是大过提前。
But 2 Thessalonians is smaller than 2 Timothy.
帖后又小过提后。
But they would put 1 and 2 Thessalonians together, of course.
不过帖前后加在一起。
So that's the order that we have in most of our manuscripts, the largest to the smallest within these certain groups.
所以主要都是由大至小的。
So a number of different ways to organize it, but this is, it's a fascinating field in itself, just to think about that.
只是次序都很有趣的。
我想問一下呢，彼得前書和後書呢，那個作者呢都有很多的爭議性啦。咁有啲人話呢，彼得後書唔係彼得所寫嘅。咁頭先 Dr. Wallace 就話佢決定嗰卷書係咪要收入喺新約裏面係在乎佢使徒性啦。咁當面對到彼得後書有人去質疑唔係彼得寫嘅時候，咁當時人去點樣去肯定佢使徒性呢？
You've asked a great question about the authorship of 2 Peter. Not going to translate that? Just leave it?
Yeah, 你問了一個很重要的問題，關於彼得後書的作者。
2 Peter was the most disputed New Testament book in the ancient church.
彼得後書在古代教會裡面是一個最具爭議性的書卷。
And Jerome thought, how could Peter have written this letter too?
耶稣买都觉得点解边有可能彼得会写到呢一封信呢
？Because he said the Greek between 1 and 2 Peter are so different.
因为彼得前书同埋后书嘅希腊文咧都系好唔同嘅。
And other church fathers noticed the same thing.
其他嘅教父都系留意到呢个问题。
It really is quite different.
真系几唔同嘅。
So this was disputed. It was not part of the homilegumena.
所以呢个咧系具争议性嘅抄本，所以佢唔系喺受认可嘅抄本嘅书卷嘅里面。
But it was part of the antilegomena.
不過咧，係呢個具爭議性嘅抄本裏面咧，嘅書卷裏面咧，佢係有講嘅。
So it was recognized by most of the churches.
所以大部分教會都接受嘅。
But when you look at the internal evidence, here's a question that I have to ask.
但喺內政嘅時候咧，我哋就要問呢個問題啦。
I would say the Greek of 1 Peter and 2 Peter is quite different between the two.
我話好明顯，即係新彼得前後書咧嘅希臘文都係好唔同。
1 Peter is very good Greek.
彼得前書係好好嘅希臘文。
2 Peter is not.
彼得後書就唔係好好啦。
So does that mean Peter didn't write it?
係咪即係代表彼得冇寫咧
？Well, there's another factor to consider.
但係有一個嘅因素咧，我哋要考慮嘅。
And that's the role of the secretary.
就係一個文書嘅角色啦。
Almost always, ancient writers used a secretary.
通常咧，即係寫信咧，我哋都有個代筆人嘅。
And 1 Peter probably was written by one. The secretary was probably one of Paul's associates.
彼得前書咧，好有可能咧係由一個嘅文書咧係保羅嘅一啲嘅親信寫嘅。
Peter mentions Silvanus at the end of 1 Peter 5。
例如，我唔知佢中文係咩 ，Silvanus 呢個人啊，I forgot the Chinese translation， but
it says this was written through Silvanus。
係由 Silvanus 寫成嘅。
But that actually doesn't mean that he was the secretary。
但唔代表咧，佢係嗰個嘅文書。
It's an idiom to mean he's the one who carried the letter to these people。
不過佢係嗰個嘅大信人。
But he could have been the secretary as well.
他都可能是文書來的。
In fact, if you didn't have the name Peter in 1 Peter,
如果彼得前書沒有彼得這個名字的話呢,
you'd think this was written by Paul.
你以為是保羅寫的。
It's more Pauline than any other book of the New Testament except for Paul's letters.
除了保羅書信裡面呢, 這本書是最像保羅的了。
But 2 Peter doesn't look like that at all.
彼得後書完全不像。
And Peter does not mention a letter carrier at the end of his second letter.
彼得并冇提过咧一个嘅带信人。
I don't think he had one of Paul's associates to help him write that.
我认为咧应该冇保罗嘅亲信喺附近。
My best guess, and this is all that it is.
我最多能够去估啫。
Is that there was a secretary who knew Latin, but wasn't as good in Greek, who was his secretary for 2 Peter.
个代笔人咧应该系可能识拉丁文，但系咧希腊文唔系咁好。
There's Latin phrases or expressions in 2 Peter.
有好多咧拉丁色彩嘅希腊文喺当中。
And we know it was written from Rome.
我哋知道咧系由罗马喺罗马度写嘅。
So there's a number of different issues that we could explore to look at this, but we just don't have time to go through those details.
其实呢个系一个好有趣嘅研究，但系我而家冇时间去研究。
So I ultimately rely on what does the early church say.
所以我呢方面咧我就会依赖即系早期教会点讲啦。
And we'll discuss that about their view of forgeries tomorrow.
我听紧喺度睇佢点样睇一啲嘅伪书卷或者一啲嘅即系伪造嘅书卷。
What did the church think when they saw a book that they knew was not authentic?
如果佢见到咧唔系真确嘅书，佢哋点样反应嘅咧
？How did they treat it?
佢系点样处理嘅咧
？So maybe that's a question to bring up again tomorrow if you'll be here tomorrow.
再邀请你听日再嚟过啊。
But nobody asked about how my wife and I stole this car. I don't know.
How did you, your wife stole your car?
Well, you really want to ask that question?
I'm asking it.
Okay. So,
sorry, there's one guy.
Let's take this question, then I'll answer that, and that'll be our conclusion.
这个是第二个尾一条问题，最尾一条问题就是他怎样跟他老婆识的。
就想问有关一个那个的是埃及那个面具啊。話有馬可福音喺裏邊，唔知佢幾時會發表啊 ？There's a Egyptian mask with the Gospel of Mark in there, and I don't know what the progress is.
So you're asking the question about this Gospel of Mark fragment that's found in the mummy mask.
即係一個喺穆拉伊個面具上面所發現到嘅馬可福音嘅一啲嘅碎片。
I'm amazed the news has gotten all the way to Hong Kong.
哇，原來香港都收到喎。
I mentioned this in my debate with Bart Ehrman in 2012.
喺2012年咧，我同Bart Ehrman嘅辯論裏面提過呢樣嘢。
That there was actually a first century fragment of Mark's Gospel.
呢個咧係好有可能係第一世紀嘅馬可福音嘅一啲嘅抄本。
Now, since that time, I have had to sign a non-disclosure agreement.
跟住之後咧，我哋簽咗一個咧保密嘅協議。
Which means I cannot tell you anything about this manuscript.
我唔可以话俾你听关于呢个抄本嘅任何嘢。
I can't even tell you if it exists.
我都唔可以话俾你听佢存唔存在添。
But normally you don't sign such an agreement if it doesn't exist.
通常咧，如果佢唔存在，你系唔会签呢啲咁嘅保密协议嘅。
So you can figure those things out for yourself.
咁你自己估下啦，应该都唔知啦。
I wish I could tell you more. I really do.
我好想话俾你听，不过唔得。
But I can't talk about it.
完全唔可以讲，冇意思。So how do you meet your wife?
That I could talk about.
咁我可以讲下我点样识我老婆嘅。
So I was a student at Biola University in Southern California, a Christian school.
我喺 Biola 咧，喺罗省嘅一间嘅学校里面去读书。
And it was the end of my first year there.
喺我第一年嘅尾学期尾。
And I was a little disillusioned about the Christian girls on campus.
我咧就即系对于喺学校里面嘅基督徒嘅女仔咧，都唔系好唔知点睇佢哋。
So I was sitting in the coffee shop afterwards, having just a little snack, a one-person pizza.
我食緊一個人嘅份量嘅pizza.
And I was talking to the guy who would be my roommate the next year. I was living off campus that year.
我會同緊我嚟緊呢一年嘅室友咧去傾偈。
And I said, Ron, I can't find any godly women on this campus.
Ron, 我完全揾唔到敬虔嘅女，呢任何敬虔嘅女仔咧喺呢個校園裏面。
Now that was a bit of an exaggeration, but it's still what I said.
咁當然誇大啦，不過我真係咁講噶。
And he said he'd love to quote the Bible completely out of context.
佢咧好中意咧將即係聖經咧即係佢斷章取義咁講嘅。
He said, "Well, in Proverbs it says only one out of 1,000 will be godly."
箴言咧就話，就一千個裏面咧只有一個先至係敬虔嘅啫。
And there were 1,000 girls at Biola University.
咁 Biola 得有一千個嘅students or girls?
Students.
一千個學生啫。
Female.
一千個女學生。
So only one could be godly.
所以得一個嘅啫，其實。
That was his view, which was silly.
呢個係佢睇法，咁有啲小戇居。
But shortly after he said that,
咁佢講完之後咧
This young lady walks through the door.
这个年轻的女仔走过。
And he knew her from church.
她呢在教会认识她。
And he said, "Here comes one now."
Oh, 有一个来了。
And she came down and sat at our little table.
咁佢过嚟坐低。
And the first thing she did is grabbed a slice of my pizza.
佢第一样嘢咧就系攞咗我一人份量嘅 pizza.
And started eating it.
然后食过。
And I thought, this girl can't be godly.
呢个冇可能敬虔嘅女仔。
She stole my pizza.
佢攞咗我个 pizza 嚟食。
So, using a baseball analogy, I thought that's one strike against her.
如果你睇个棒球嘅话，呢个即系投球嘅话，呢个就系第一个好球啦。
And about 20 minutes later, the conversation ended.
廿分钟之后咧，我哋倾完偈啦。
And I said, "Well, Patty, it was nice to meet you. I've got to go home and beat all the traffic."
好 ，Patty， 好高兴认识你啊！我好赶时间翻去咧，因为塞车。
And so she said, "Can I walk out with you?"
我可唔可以同你一齐去咧？
And I thought, this is a forward girl. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, 这个很进取的女仔。
And this is back in the 1970s. That was not allowed.
1970年代。
So I thought, that's two strikes against her.
哇，这个呢已经是两个好球了，再多一球呢就已经出局了。
And I said, yeah, sure, fine. So we walked out.
Okay, 我们出去了。
And she said, I stole his keys.
跟着她就说，我偷了她的钥匙。
She stole my friend's car keys.
她偷了我朋友的车匙。
And I thought, that's three strikes against her.
这个就击球就出局了。
She's not godly.
她完全不敬虔。
But I bet she's a lot of fun.
But 她好好玩。
So we went and stole his car together.
所以我们一起偷了她的车。
And we drove around campus until he saw us.
然后我们呢 在校园周围揸，直到他见到为止。
And then we parked it in a faculty spot.
跟着我们停了在教授的车位上面。
Where he would get a ticket.
他呢就会 有一个的钞票。
But that's how I met her.
那我们就这样认识。
That's got to be love at first sight.
这个呢就是这个一见钟情。
Now you have a different opinion of me entirely. I'm so sorry. You
won't
even
不好意思啊,
come back tomorrow.
令你完全对教授的印象呢是毁灭。
Well, thank you. Thank you all very much for this day.
Dr. Wallace, 也多謝各位這麼積極的參與。那我想問大家，你累不累啊？我都即係一日咁樣倒碎式咁樣倒咁多資訊喺個肚裏邊咧，即係個腦咧都會幾辛苦嗬。咁我相信咧，即係 Dr. Wallace 都幾攰啊。咁大家都為佢禱告啦，希望佢聽日仲有命靜啦嚇。咁啊，咁都為你禱告，聽日你仲有精神可以再嚟啊。聽日咧就會喺兩點半咧會開始我哋最後嗰兩講。兩點半會先講約翰福音第七章31節同埋第8章嗰度嗰個行淫事被拉個婦人，究竟約翰有冇寫到？跟住第二段嘅時段咧，就會講到頭先 Dr. Wallace 有提到啦，就係、初期教會佢唔接受嗰啲書卷入正典嘅時候，係基於咩原因呢？咁我哋聽日再兩講再睇。好，聽日再見，拜拜。